that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Yeah. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
And take six.
What do you mean? Everything's working fine.
You know, this is fitting because we're almost at a birthday. So it's right about the time that something should go wrong.
No, isn't it this week?
No, it's technically falls between this week and next week.
Uh-huh.
Date-wise.
So are we going to celebrate next week then?
Well, theoretically, I was hoping that we would all be here.
To celebrate? Well, really, it's about you and I, isn't it?
Well, it's about the program.
It is about the program.
I would like to think that whoever
has survived this long,
in whatever capacity, and whatever iteration is here when the day falls,
yes,
gets to celebrate. He's been with us for a couple years now. It's almost three years, I think.
No.
Well, he's done at least two Comic-Cons with us.
That's true.
So this year coming up would be three, but he started in the spring the year that he started.
I don't remember.
So if it's not 3 years, it's pretty close to 3 years.
Wow.
So there you go.
He's getting close to the record.
He is getting close to the record.
Any day now, the other foot shoe will drop.
Well, he's not here tonight. So
there you go.
That could be the
first crack in the facade.
That's it. First crack in the shell.
Oh, I see what you did there. Well, we should say this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, yes. Episode 366.
Indeed.
And we are calling this one Donatello.
We are calling this one Donatello.
And we're going to get into that right after we let you know that, you know, you can always be a part of Big Kev's Geek Stuff by reaching out to us on the fabulous GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Yes, and you can leave a message there, and you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
That's right.
Lots to talk about tonight, so yes. Let's leap right in with both feet. One, did we identify the fact that Scapegoat was not here?
We did.
Oh, okay.
We did.
Because I don't want to have a week, you know, when someone's not here go by without recognizing the fact that their presence is missed at the recording of this program.
I take full responsibility for that.
No, I don't know what do you mean? I don't know what do you mean?
We do this thing where we talk before the mics are turned on.
Uh-huh.
This inevitably bites us in the foot all the time.
In the foot?
Foot, the ass, the neck.
Wherever.
Wherever it hurts most. Uh-huh. This time, I'm saying the foot for whatever reason.
Okay.
And so, despite the fact that me and Scapegoat talked about the fact that you were not here last week, we did erroneously forget to mention it at the top of the program.
Yeah, that's real nice.
And so, I apologize.
Yeah, that's... It's fine.
I apologize profusely.
That's fine.
But you're here this week.
Sure,
that's
I am.
What counts mostly.
Uh-huh, mostly.
And he's not here. That's what
true.
Also mostly counts, I guess.
So let's leap right in with the...
Donatello.
Breaking news. Donatello of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is dead.
No, he's not.
Dead and not coming back. That's my prediction.
That's just not true, though.
Now, I know you've shown me something that
yes.
claims that he's not dead.
There are several things that
I grant you he's not dead yet.
Okay.
However, I don't think he survives.
I don't think he dies.
Really?
I don't think they're... First of all, it's comic book. No one dies. ever for a prolonged period of time.
Right.
Will he be, air quotes, dead for several issues? Maybe, but not even in the next issue. In the next issue, he's very much alive on a respirator. He's
barely alive.
On death's door.
Uh-huh.
And Splinter kind of has this little bit of he's struggling between two worlds kind of monologue thing.
Uh-huh.
So I think he's, you know, they're going to do like Donatello in the spirit realm here's, for a couple episodes.
Here's what I think. Whatever. Here's what I think is going to happen. Leading to our title of tonight's episode.
Go for it.
They're going to transfer the mind of Donatello into Shellhead.
All right.
Thus creating Donatello.
I'm going to politely disagree. But I like Donatello. I if they made a Donatello figure.
You'd be on it.
I'd be on it.
I noticed
if it was Metalhead, but with a purple bandana,
yeah.
I might be on it.
I know that there's some kit bashers out there right now who are making this figure for you.
I don't doubt it.
I noticed there's a few gaps in your Donatello collection.
Oh, there are several gaps in my Donatello
collection. Oh, there are? Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
Known.
I noticed the
there's at least four.
I don't see the movie one up there.
The movie one is not on there. The role-playing one is not on there.
Oh, well, I mean, okay, I didn't mean kitchen sink right, ones. So the movie, although the role-playing one is really funny.
Movie one is not up there.
Right.
Baby Donatello is not up there.
Baby what? I thought you had all the babies.
Nope, I don't have any of the babies.
Oh, okay.
And Playmates, not Playmates. Who's doing the...
It's Playmates.
Playmates. And Playmates the original, Classic
yeah.
is not up there.
Wait, Playmates Classic or Playmates Comic Book?
Playmates Comic, sorry.
Is yeah. not up there. Those are great, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but...
I mean, I even consider picking those up. It's hard, though, because we have the... I have
the NECA ones.
The NECA ones are really good. I really like good. The NECA ones. Yeah.
And it's...
Honestly, though, I have to say this, and I was a bit skeptical. Playmates did do a really good job on the comic
book. They did, ones. But it's also a space issue.
You no, I got
you
that.
Look at that shelf.
I know, but you got to start hanging stuff from like you got to build like a something. A trapeze or yeah. something under there.
Or something. So I don't think Donatello is dead.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to see.
I hope he's not dead.
If you think Donatello is going to die, you can give us a call at the GVM line
425-920-60. 50.
That's right. And we're going to keep saying it until we're getting hundreds of calls every week.
That's right.
We're only getting a few every week now. And some of them are like, you guys are awesome, man. That thing you talked about was awesome, which we love and we appreciate, but we can't do anything with.
I'm glad you brought that up because last week we asked people to call in and give some opinions on the Batgirl
controversy, yes.
which we're going to tackle in a moment.
Uh-huh.
And we got like 8 or 9 voicemails last week. All of them were like, love the show, keep it up. Are you going to be at this event? Are you going to be at that event? And one was in related to the Batgirl thing. And no offense to that caller, we love you. You're an excellent caller. You call all the time. But we're not going to play it because the idea of the voicemails was to get a myriad of opinions outside of our own.
It was Cleveland, wasn't it?
It was Cleveland. And we love Cleveland's phone calls. And thank you for that. But
Cleveland.
But we're going to pass. Just because I wanted more. I wanted a myriad of those
calls. Oh, yeah. No, I get you.
You know what I mean?
No, it's fine.
You know what I mean?
You know, you can always comment. You can always throw us some suggestions or questions. We're good right. with that. We'd love to hear from people. We really want to start. One of the big pushes for year 10
right.
of this program is going to be up in the GVM line participation.
That's right. If we gotta start giving away stuff.
That's what I was about to say. If
we have 10 toes.
If we got...
You want an OG toe?
Best call of the week, OG toe.
That's right. We start with the pinky and work up to the big.
What the hell are you going to do an OG toe?
Dip it in resin and put it in a case. I have no fucking clue.
Then you can, no, you dip it, and then what you do is you mold it, and you build it, and then you can do custom toes. Right.
You paint it green, put a little purple bandana on it, Donatello toe.
Donatello toe.
That's it. Donatolo. All right. Let's get into the Batgirl
okay.
controversy.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to... Last week, we were supposed to address it loosely.
And I know. Then, I know.
We ran out of time.
I feel badly that Scapegoat's not here for this. But he did share a bit of what he was thinking, did he not? Or am I mistaken?
He shared it a bit. And I think he kind of falls in line with some of the other things we've said.
Lay out briefly what the controversy is.
All right. If you don't know this already, because...
Let's not assume.
Rock. But if you don't know, no, I'm saying if you're living under a rock, because this was big. Rafael Albuquerque friend of the show.
Friend of this program.
He's been on the program at least once. Maybe he was twice, on it, right?
He definitely was on it once. Yeah.
Excellent artist.
If you've never seen his work or you've never read American Vampire,
shame on you.
Shame on you. Because he's great.
He was asked to do an alternate cover, a variant cover for Batgirl 41, and he did. His cover was inspired by The Killing Joke, which he, in his opinion, is a pinnacle moment in Barbara Gordon's history.
Absolutely.
And I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Even though New 52 has not changed all of it, has changed some of it.
Now,
they took away the paralysis.
This is the part where I think a lot of the controversy lies. Did they retcon it or didn't they? Because there are some people who said it's been absolutely retconned. And there are other people that say it clearly was not retconned. They're just drawing her younger.
No, it's been halvesies retconned. She was absolutely attacked by the Joker.
Right.
She was not left paralyzed.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty positive they make reference to the attack during that whole death in the family thing.
So what happens between the, according to the New 52, what happens between the attack and present day?
A lot of that stuff is left a mystery.
Right.
Because they consolidated all that stuff. The most important thing to take away from it is they didn't leave her paralyzed.
Right.
She's not Oracle. She's Batgirl.
Right.
While I wish they would have, because I think it was a really important part of the story, not only that, but I think that making her Oracle was actually very empowering for that character.
And not only that, but it was a really smart move and everybody loved that character. Sure. I mean, that book, Birds of Prey, was really popular.
Right. That being said, I was always okay with her as Batgirl as well. So I'm kind of in the middle on the retconning decision-making process, but that's not really where the controversy lies. The cover is the Joker with his arm around Batgirl holding a pistol. I don't believe that the pistol is pointing at her crotch, as some people would have you believe.
What?
The pistol is pointing down at the ground because that's how his hand falls as he has it around her. And he's drawing a Joker smile on her face in what is presumably blood or paint. I don't know. And she has this terrified look on her face. Raphael Albuquerque did it because it was an homage to The Killing Joke. So that's fair?
Okay.
Okay. So the controversy. The controversy was some people felt that the cover glorified the sexual abuse of Barbara Gordon at the hands of the Joker during The Killing Joke. Now, there's a couple. This is really crazy where this goes now.
Okay.
Some people would argue that he didn't actually sexually abuse her. Okay. And then you have to define sexual abuse. So some people will say, well, we don't know if he sexually abused her. And then some people will say, well, even if he didn't molest her, just posing her naked is considered sexual abuse. To that point, I kind of almost agree with that. But I don't really think that one way or the other is hugely significant in terms of the grand scheme of things.
Okay.
So people felt like it kind of glorified that sexual abuse. Some people, I guess, who had been victims of sexual abuse said it was a trigger for them. And, you know, they had anxiety and all sorts of other things. I don't even begrudge those people those feelings. I can understand that you can have a triggered feeling from those kinds of things. So I'm sorry that it triggered that in you. Then there was a campaign for DC to change the cover. Now, this is where I start to have a problem with things. I don't think DC should have to change the cover.
I totally agree.
Okay. It sucks that some people were adversely affected by it, but it's a variant cover. And you don't have to buy that version of the cover. You can buy the regular version of the cover. That's the first point. And, right. And just because it affects you doesn't mean it affects everybody. That's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Just because, and again, it sucks that it affects you. I'm sorry that it affects you.
Right.
But it doesn't affect me. So why am I, why can't I have it because you don't want it? I have a problem with the whole change the cover thing.
Right.
Controversy continues.
Dun, dun, dun.
Raphael Albuquerque requests that DC pull the cover. I'm actually okay with that as well. Because of why it was done. He didn't ask for it to be pulled because of the trigger effects.
Right.
Believe it or not. What he asked, why he asked it to be pulled is because people who were adversely affected by it started to complain about it, which is their right.
Right.
But then people started to, you know, like shit talk those people, make fun of those people,
right,
attack those people, bully those people. And he didn't want to see someone bullied because of a piece of work that he put out. And
right.
So he requested that the work be pulled. So in his defense, I agree with it. It's his art. Ultimately, it's his decision what happens with it. If he feels like he doesn't want his art to adversely affect someone, that's his decision. And who am I to begrudge his decision? It's his decision. Now, there's also the, well, it doesn't fit the tone of the book. Well, I agree with you that it doesn't fit the tone of the book. And this is my opinion. You could say yours in a second.
Okay.
Well, I agree with you that it doesn't fit the tone of the book. It doesn't matter that it doesn't fit the tone of the book. It's a variant cover.
It's a variant cover.
That's what variant covers are for.
Yeah.
Do you remember when there were the selfie issues? Every issue that month in the DC book, there was it was Batman and Robin. I'm pretty sure in the selfie issue, no one was taking selfies.
Yeah.
It was a gimmick cover.
How about the Scotty Young covers on every Marvel book?
I mean, this was...
Don't fit the tone of the book? Well, there you go.
This was celebrating 75 years of the Joker's creation.
Right.
That is arguably one of the most important pieces of the Joker's history.
Yeah.
And his relation to the Bat family.
Yep.
So someone choosing to portray it, yes, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so. You know, and look, Joker has gone up against Batgirl how many other times?
Right.
In other terrible scenarios during the death of the family storyline, he forced Batgirl to marry him.
Mm-hmm. And we don't even want to get into the Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, I mean, like, so, you know, and look, there have been plenty of other times where other characters have been adversely affected sexually in comic books. Let's just take, for example,
Watchmen.
I was going to stick with Batman, but yes, Watchmen.
Okay.
No one has asked for Watchmen to be pulled.
Right.
In that regard, at least not in recent history. How about the fact, I'm just going to toss this out there.
Uh-huh.
How about the fact that Talia al Ghul drugged and raped Bruce Wayne in order to father Damian Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, flat out.
Yeah.
Drugged and raped him. No one asked for it to be pulled. Now, is it shitty storytelling? That's your opinion. Should it have been pulled? That's your opinion. But no one, there was no controversy around
right.
it. Some people didn't like it. That's their prerogative. Some people liked it, and that's their prerogative.
And this isn't even suggestive of that.
No.
I mean, at best, it is suggestive of the Joker has her for some reason. And, you know, for whatever the reason is, it's open to speculation.
Can I be honest with you? If I didn't read that it was supposed to... If I didn't read that it was supposed to represent the Killing Joke,
right.
That is not what came to mind when I first saw that picture.
I didn't either.
I just thought it was the Joker's got Batgirl, and
yep.
It's a cool-looking cover.
Yep.
I didn't go to the Killing Joke because I kind of have retconned it a little in my own brain
right.
in terms of the new 52 universe. So
see, I think that was part of the controversy also because some people think that it's been fully retconned, and other people are like, no, it has not. That's interesting.
So, I mean, I gave my opinion. I don't know if you agree with me 100% or you have a differing opinion.
No.
But please.
I'm aligned with you, but I don't. I think where I don't agree is that I don't agree it should have gone as far as Raphael having to pull the piece of art. What it should have been was, you know, that the moderators of these sites where these things were being discussed and bullying was occurring, should have flushed those people out of their sight.
I agree. Well, all right. It's a slippery slope. So
no, it's not a slippery slope.
Well, but
if you're bullying somebody online, yes. even in a message board, you're done.
Correct.
You're gone. The end.
But I don't agree that it... I will agree that I don't agree that it should have gone as far. What I'm saying is, I don't fault Rafael Albuquerque for making the decision that
I understand he made. Why he did
it. I don't think that it should
never
have gone there.
That's what I mean. It absolutely should never have gotten to the point where he had to make that decision.
Absolutely.
DC pulling the cover changes nothing about the fact that in the Killing Joke that those things happen.
Correct.
The fact that they retconned it, whether you believe it's been fully retconned or not, even if it's been partially retconned, something still happened.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's... Yeah, no, I don't. My opinion doesn't vary wildly from yours. I would tend to agree, and I have a lot invested in this in the sense that, you know, I'm a big Joker fan. The Killing Joke is one of my favorite stories. You know, we are celebrating, or we will be celebrating, the 75th anniversary of the Joker. So there's a lot of things about this that, you know, make me upset. But at the same time, it's like you try to see everybody's opinion and position, but at the same time, you can't. I mean, at some point, like you said, this isn't bothering me.
Right.
You know, and I think you're looking so deep to find something to have a problem with that it seems to me really obvious that that's what some people are doing. They're looking so hard. And anytime you look that hard into something, you're going to find something right that you feel you can justify into whatever your position
is. And again, I think it sucks that some people may have legitimately been adversely affected by it, but that doesn't mean that everybody has to suffer because of it. It sucks that you went through something and that triggers
you're right
you. But, and so I don't fault you having those emotions. However, I fault you asking for DC to have it changed.
Yeah.
No, that's not how it works.
It's a good
example.
You have
the freedom to not like things,
right,
and you have the freedom to like things, and you have the freedom to disagree with somebody. That's kind of the world we live in. And it's not a freedom of speech issue, by the way.
No.
So let's get that out of the way, because I've already been criticized by that by two people or three people on Twitter. It's not a freedom of speech issue. I'm sorry if you think that it is and you're too simple-minded to actually comprehend what freedom of speech actually means in terms of the law.
Right.
It's not. It's a freedom of expression, perhaps, but not speech. And it's not the First Amendment. So let's not. No.
It's not even that. It's that I think, although I don't agree with it, I don't agree that it should have ever gotten that far. Right. I mean, I guess I have to commend Raphael for what he did simply based on the fact that It was the right thing to do for the larger picture. But it should never have ever gotten there, and that's a damn shame that it did.
The truth of the matter is, if you've never had the opportunity to meet Rafael Albuquerque, he is one of the nicest guys I think I've ever met at a con. Genuinely down to earth, just a nice dude.
Yep.
And I honestly feel like he probably felt some level of guilt that something he did hurt somebody in a negative way, and he didn't want to
perpetuate it.
And so that's why I don't necessarily fault his decision. It just sucks that it came to that.
The other problem is that you know, the you know, what's the expression? The Pandora's box is already open.
Of course.
So at this point, why bother?
Of course.
Yes, it's been pulled. So what? It's already done.
The image exists.
The image exists, and it's everywhere.
Everywhere.
So it's like, I get it. It's at this point, it is a gesture saying that he doesn't want anybody fighting over it. But you know what? Him pulling it didn't stop the comments.
There was a guy, there was a pretty big counter movement to this too. There was a dude. I think the artist's name is Ray Dillon, but I could be mistaken on that. But he did a version of the cover. It was an homage to the cover. And it was Superman and Doomsday. Did you see that?
No.
It's Doomsday just holding
dead
Superman. Uh-huh. But with like a similar background and a similar colors palette and stuff like that. And there were a couple of those. You know, there was a Batman one, and there was like, you know.
Was there a Speedy shooting up one?
Actually, there was. Well, there wasn't a Speedy shooting up one, but I saw that cover being referenced to the controversy a lot, and it was like, look at what this cover was, and this is, you know,
and you know what, when you're looking at When you're looking at the Joker and Batgirl cover, you're drawing conclusions based on the character's past. You ain't drawing any conclusions when Speedy has the needle stuck in
right.
his arm.
Right.
You know, that's not a conclusion you're drawing. Right. That's like, there it is.
Right. Yeah, right. There's no conclusion. There's no, is Superman's consciousness going to be placed in Metallo?
Yeah.
That conversation isn't happening.
You know what? I mean, there would be no way to as blatantly represent what the Joker and Batgirl cover is symbolizing to these people that are upset. There'd be no way to actually do that and have it be a palatable cover.
Right.
Right? Whereas shooting up Speedy is right out there in the open. All you could do with Batgirl and Joker is make it's so suggestive. You know, like a million things. She just has the cowl on, but she's covering up everything else and she's naked. That's one way. How about that's one Polaroid, but it's like a stack of Polaroids, right. like stacked. Right. I'm like that giving people been, ideas.
Right.
Polaroids, and you can see, like, you know, maybe just glances of different things. Even all of that would just be subjective sure. or
suggestive
and not as, you know, like, you don't see the Joker behind her and, you know, like, I mean, that kind of, you know what I mean? Whereas the Speedy cover, it's right there.
So let me ask this. Based on the tone of the book, and this is rhetorical because I don't expect you to actually have an answer, but
okay,
based on the tone of the new Batgirl book, what would be an acceptable Batgirl Joker cover? Would it have to be her punching him? Does she not fight the Joker at all in her book because the tone has been toned down?
Well,
does she not fight any supervillains in the book
because let's it's start with,
at a younger audience?
Right. Let's start with I don't read the book.
But that's why it's rhetorical.
Right.
Like, that whole tonal argument was, okay, so does she just fight low-level mafia guys? Like, if she fights any supervillain in the book, then I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's subject to being attacked by a supervillain.
And he is a psychotic killer.
Unless in that book he's not the psychotic Joker and he's the Cesar Romero Joker.
No, he's the psychotic Joker in all those books a while ago.
Well, he's not actually in any of those books right now, but
oh, he will be.
I know. But it's just
he popped up. He popped up last month.
I know.
He's in
know.
Batman
yeah,
last month.
Yeah. But
beautiful cover too. No pun intended.
I'm sorry. It's just
is what it is.
It is what it is. All right.
Was there anything else?
We have a lot of stuff. And we don't have any product tonight.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
So I think what we're going to do is a couple more news stories, take a break.
All right.
And then we'll come back.
Lovely.
Sound good? Let's talk about Preacher, because we got some casting for Preacher this week.
Oh. Is this AMC's Preacher?
It is AMC's Preacher. One of these.
Still not. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Still not enough.
One of these I don't care for. And one of these I don't care about.
Did they say who's playing Jesse yet?
No, Jesse Custer and Cassidy, which in my argument are the two most important roles.
Right.
Have not been cast yet.
Okay.
Those are the two that are going to make or break the show.
Right.
In my opinion. However, cast as Tulip, which is Jesse's girlfriend
right.
in the show, is Ruth Negga, who you would know as, from S.H.I.E.L.D. She's on S.H.I.E.L.D. now. She's, why is the name...
The other
Inhuman.
Oh, she's Reyna
on S.H.I.E.L.D.
So she's going to be on this and on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, or she's not going to be on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh boy.
Maybe her days are numbered.
This is a horrible photo of her. All right.
So here's the thing. I mean, already people have said she's not blonde and white. Blah, blah. All that aside, I don't care. Tulip is really like hardened, badass, like. No holes barred character.
Yeah,
she doesn't inspire that.
I don't see that at all.
She's a bit more soft.
Oh,
I'm not saying she's not smart or she's not capable, but she is not Tulip. Not in my mind. I don't know.
That's a problem.
That's a stretch.
Hey, this was a role that could have been for what's her name, who's begging for work every other day.
She would have worked in that role. Katie Sackhoff.
She's a little old, but
it depends on who they cast as.
Well, that's true.
Preacher, and he wasn't exactly a spring chicken.
I get
my recollection in the book. And then the other casting is this, and this doesn't matter. You could have cast Doug Jones in this role because it's Arseface.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could be anybody. I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of prosthetics involved.
One assumes.
I forget the kid's name. Ian Coletti, I think it is.
It is Ian Coletti,
yes. You may know him from nothing. He was on that show Rake, which I don't think anybody watched.
Maybe you did. His face looks familiar, though.
He's a youngin', that's for sure, which Arsface is. He's a younger boy in the book.
Yep.
Arsface. Which is weird, because Arsface only really appears on a handful of issues. He's not even that... I mean, he's a significant character, because he's memorable.
Right.
But his casting is give me the two big ones.
They're trying to just trickle it out. They're trying to build excitement.
I know.
I don't know. I think that first casting, though, I think is a downer, not an upper.
Let's talk Deadpool real quick.
Yes.
TJ Miller has confirmed his role as Weasel.
Yes.
Which no one is surprised by. Nope. We all knew based on TJ Miller exactly who he was going to be playing.
Not a surprise.
Marina Bakarin.
Oh.
We believe is going to be Copycat, who is a shapeshifter, part of the Deadpool universe.
Right.
But we don't know. But her character's name is Vanessa, which shares the same name as Copycat. First names, at least.
So one assumes.
And, you know, this is interesting, too. Today, Jennifer Lawrence announced that Apocalypse was going to be her last X-film.
Well, so, no one's surprised there.
So maybe they need a new shapeshifter. In the X-verse.
Humbug. Yeah, not a surprise that that's going to be her last movie.
No.
Marina Bakarin is getting around.
Good for her. I'm okay with that. I like her.
Does that mean she won't be on Gotham anymore?
Hopefully Gotham gets fucking canceled and we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not really hoping. I mean, I'm not really holding my breath, but I agree with you.
I know. All right, I'm going to save that for segment two. I'm going to skip this altogether. Doug Jones, since I just brought him up, has been cast as Deathbolt in Arrow and the Flash coming up later this season.
Okay. Deathbolt.
Yeah, he's another kind of odd
Doug Jones is playing him, so.
Villain. I mean, I like that they're using those characters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like that they're using some of those weird characters, but he's an Electro. He's the Electro of the, he can control lightning and electricity, dubbed the Living Battery. I mean, I'm okay with it. I like that they're using some of these like second and third tier villains because it fleshes out the universe nicely and it doesn't detract from the bigger villains when they use them.
Right.
So I'm okay with that. I don't know. I think we can take a break.
All right.
We'll talk about this other stuff in segment two.
Then we will take that first break, OG, and we'll be right back with more of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Battlefield Hardline is now available for both last-gen and next-gen consoles. Some have compared it to a mod for Battlefield, which is pretty much what it is, trading soldiers for cops and robbers. There is a single-player campaign, but that's not why you play a Battlefield game. It's the fantastic, when the servers are functional, fantastic multiplayer that is the heart of the game. It's not amazing, but if you liked Battlefield 4, here's more Battlefield for you. Battlefield Hardline is $60 on the Xbox 360, Xbox One, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and PC. Some people take care of themselves so they're healthy and live a full life. I only try to stay alive long enough so I don't die before I get to play the new From Software game. Cryptic, yes, sad, and true. Bloodborne has finally arrived on the PlayStation 4, and holy hell is it good. It's scoring 9 out of 10s left and right. But right off the bat, know that this is a very difficult game. That's its thing. If you dislike the Souls series, firstly, what's wrong with you? But you're not going to like this game. While they heavily streamline the Dark Souls RPG systems, Bloodborne is simply not an easily accessible action game like Devil May Cry. But if you did like Dark Souls, this is the perfect game for you. Now you might notice things like equip burden is gone, magic is gone, armor upgrades are gone, and think they stripped out everything from a Souls game. Well, they did. And that's why it's called Bloodborne and not Beast Souls. It's deliberately meant to be played differently from the Souls games. Where Dark Souls battles were like a waltz, Bloodborne is more like slam dance. And it's that fast-paced combat that stands out. No more turtling behind shields. You get in there and slaughter those beasts. Not that nuance is out the window. If you think of Bloodborne as a hack and slash, you're gonna die even quicker than normal. You're still picking your moments to strike and dodging attacks, just on a more frenetic level. After sinking 10 hours into the game, with plenty of game left, I highly recommend what the media is calling the first major system seller of the next generation. Bloodborne is $60 exclusively on PlayStation 4. Mortal Kombat has announced their DLC characters, which are as follows. Tremor, Tanya, two people I've never heard of. But here's where it gets good. The last two of the four are Predator and Jason from Friday the 13th. Although it's a shame Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street was in MK9 and Jason will be in MKX, so unfortunately that dream match of Freddy vs. Jason will never happen. The bad news is Batman Arkham Knight was once again delayed, this time by 3 weeks, arriving now on June 23rd. The good news is Batman Arkham Asylum and Arkham City are going to be on Xbox One and PlayStation 4 in the Batman Arkham Collection. At first I groaned at yet another HD remastering, but then it occurred to me, this would mean Rocksteady's Arkham Trilogy would all be on one system, which is pretty nice. FYI, they don't count Arkham Origins. God of War 3 Remastered has been announced for the PlayStation 4. Sounds okay until you learn that they're charging $40 for the game. Good luck with that. At $40, it would be cheaper to stream the game on PlayStation Now. And finally, Nintendo has announced they are working on a new system codenamed Nintendo NX, but they have no further information until 2016. Cool. Thanks for nothing. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Kiki dar dar do.
And we are back. A jiggy jar jar do. You know, since you brought it up.
Yeah.
Have you seen Happy Medieval Funland? The Game of Thrones one?
No.
Oh my God, dude. I have to send you the link.
Better than Karl Papa?
Different than Karl Papa.
Oh, I don't know.
But dude. No, but funny.
Karl Papa, by the way, I don't know. Did you know this? The song is now available on iTunes.
I did know that.
And
I
it's a big seller.
It's an awesome. I would listen to it.
A big seller. Gingerbread Man. I don't even know the lyrics, man, but every time.
Because every time, it's just a brick.
Every time somebody mentions
yeah.
Walking Dead, I'm like, I'm just like you. I'm like, you got to come with me right now
yeah,
and say this.
I got to show you this, yeah.
Because I flow.
If you haven't checked out Karl Papa. Check out Karl Papa.
Did we post Karl Pop? Did we post?
I think we did. We posted it on the Facebook page. I don't know if we posted it on the website. I'll post it on the episode post.
Oh my God, so funny.
But that being said, we are back
with Because
Geek Stuff, episode 366.
Donatello.
Don't forget, of course, the GVM line
425-920-6050.
Please give us a call and leave us a message, and you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
God, I hate the fact that he's not here and I have to do that.
I know. It's so much extra work.
Do you see what I just did? I identified that somebody from the show is currently not present.
Oh, I know. We did it in segment two.
Oh, I'm week. Just saying. I'm just saying. Right. Make sure.
We have lots of more news.
Some
of it is bigger than others. So let's knock out the two small ones.
Let's knock it out.
I'm Italian. I can't help it. I'm summoning the muscles and meatballs that I want to have for
you know what? Tonight. You were in Staten Island yesterday, weren't you? I can tell. I can hear it.
I went to Pastosa's.
Yeah. So,
you know,
getting your Italian on.
I had to. Look, when you go to Staten Island, there's a couple of places you got
to
hit.
All of you when you go to Staten Island.
We have listeners in Staten Island, I'm sure.
We do. I'm sure both of them enjoy the show.
Maybe. If they're even still listening. If they're still alive. Because it's rough.
All right.
And you survived
it. I spent a couple days there last week.
All right. Mission Impossible. Rogue Nation. The new teaser trailer.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It looks cool. But here's my problem.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen anything since Mission Impossible 2.
Well,
so I haven't
really?
Seen 3 or 4.
Oh, they were both good.
I have no doubt. I just haven't seen them.
Wait, was there 3 and 4?
I believe so. I believe this is 5.
Is it?
It's the fifth installment.
Oh, yeah.
Mission Impossible.
Well, then I can tell you this. 2 was terrible.
Okay.
3 and 4 were really good.
Is three when Simon Pegg comes on board?
No. Didn't he come on board in the second one? Oh, no. Yeah, maybe the third one.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the villain in the third one was Philip Seymour Hoffman, I think.
Yes. Jeremy third Renner or fourth one. Joined it at some point in time too, I think, or he's in this one at least.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, I really like them. I don't want to like them necessarily, right. But I do. And like I said, the second one was so bad that it lowered the bar so far that 3 and 4 were really good. That said, 3 and 4 were really good regardless of the fact that 2 was crap.
Which one did JJ direct? He directed one of them, didn't he?
Three?
Okay.
Or four.
Because it's Bad Robot that does this. It's Paramount and Bad Robot that puts these films out.
I don't know who's doing this one.
So it's Paramount and Bad Robot.
No, I mean directing
ones. Oh, it's directed by Christopher McQuarrie, who did The Way of the Gun and Jack Reacher. I like The Way of the Gun. That's actually one of my favorite weird, like, odd movies that not a lot of people have seen, I feel. But I did not see Jack Reacher.
So I saw like 10 minutes of Jack Reacher. I don't like it at all.
So
some of his films, Tom Cruise's films lately, have just been really bad.
Yes.
But that said, going back to the well for
Mission Impossible,
fifth one. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, I'd like to see them at some point. I'll catch up at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, seriously. I think they're both on Netflix. I could be wrong about that. I
doubt that they are.
I'm sure you have other ubiquitous clandestine sources. So
I not only that, but I have a lot of other stuff to watch.
Well, you got to make time, son.
I'm trying. Community came back last week.
It's getting warmer. You know what that means? I'm
trying to catch up on Broadchurch.
You know what that means? It's getting warmer. What? Day of the Rings at my house is coming.
What about that 28-hour Avengers marathon in May? No,
right. Not me. I don't understand.
I couldn't do that.
No, here's the problem with that. Can we talk about that for a second? Sure. Here's the problem with that. They end with the new Avengers movie.
I know.
Who's awake?
I'd be asleep.
I wouldn't make it. Struggling.
Either that, or I would take a really good nap through.
What,
like,
yeah, Iron I was gonna Man say. 3, what Thor you, 2. I was gonna say. What do you sleep through? Thor 2. You could probably Thor 2, do.
Probably Iron Man 3.
Well, now
I like Iron Man 3, but I could probably nap through it.
But you know what though? You don't want to sleep through Iron Man 3.
I know there's some big stuff.
Yeah,
but you can't sleep through Cap 2. You can't sleep through Cap 2. You
probably shouldn't sleep through Cap 2. So what do? You sleep during the Thor movies.
And it's a shame because I like the Thor movies, but if you got to pick.
Yeah. Although, honestly, you could sleep through Iron Man 2.
You probably could sleep through Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
All right. But let's move on.
All right.
The X-Files revival is closer than close.
Not TV. Is it TV?
Yes, TV.
Oh.
Short run, though. I think they're talking about like 6 episodes.
Oh, really?
To wrap up all the loose ends that the movies left and the TV show.
Oh, really?
David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson are both interested in coming back. Creator Chris Carter wants to bring the series back as well. So it would be the original team.
Netflix?
I don't know.
It's Fox. They'll never let it go.
They might. I don't know. I don't know if they still maintain the rights. But
I'm sure they do.
But for X-Files fans, that's a big thing.
That is a big thing.
All right.
I was never a big X-Files fan. You know what? Well, it depends. I was about to say I like the storyline ones, but then the standalone. There are a couple standalone ones that I really like too. I was just not a big fan of that series. Right. I like the toys.
Yeah, I hear you.
When they came out for like 3 minutes.
So moving on.
Yes, sir.
Despite the fact that we don't like him.
Oh, boy.
Joe Quesada had a quote this week.
Oh, I thought you were going for Brett Ratner.
This is an I told you so quote as far as I'm concerned. He was talking about although no casting has been confirmed, but he was talking about the Spider-Man films and Spider-Man in the films.
I'm going to throw a brick through his face.
A trick to making any incarnation of Spider-Man great, whether comics, animation, or film, is Peter Parker.
Is to not involve Joe Quesada.
Is Peter Parker. Uh-huh. If you get Peter characters right, the rest will fall into place. Not doing Miles Morales.
There, let it go.
That's all I'm saying.
That was as much as Joe is going to say to that point. We're not doing Miles Morales. He just said it, folks. There it is. It's over.
All right. Let's stick with some Marvel-related things, though.
Wait, hold on. Did you hear the Brett Ratner thing?
Yeah, what is it? He's directing what?
He wants to remake. What was it?
I don't remember.
Oh, man.
Someone posted it on...
Someone tagged us in it.
Yeah, on Facebook. It was Fran who tagged us.
Tagged us from the UK, and he told us that one of our favorite directors of all time, Brett Ratner, he wants to remake Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
With who?
Well, it's Brett Ratner.
So what? Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan.
That's not happening. Jackie Chan, 106 years old. That's funny. Oh, God, Brett, stop it.
All right.
You should be, you know what Brett Ratner should be doing? He should be sifting around. This is completely honest. He should be sifting around through what's his name's garbage. Who did Transformers?
Bayformer.
He should be in Michael Bay's garbage going through and looking for scripts that Michael Bay didn't want to do.
You know, TMNT 2 goes into production soon.
I cannot believe that movie's getting a sequel. I know. Movie made no money. Where is the sequel there?
I guess it made enough.
Holy cow.
All right. Do we want to talk about... Yeah, let's talk about Marvel first. So a new... I hate this term, but I like this thing.
Okay.
A new motion poster? Call it something else. Call it something... Yeah, I don't know what you want to call it.
Motion poster.
I hate it. But anyway...
One of those?
Yeah. But that's not what it was, though. That's the Daredevil motion poster.
Okay.
Was like a 30-second teaser. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw it.
Him walking through the street and all the other characters coming to
play. Yeah, I saw that.
You see Avengers Tower in the background, and in the reflection in the water, you kind of sort of see the red suit.
Right.
Where I had every color under the sun, that red. so that was cool.
Right.
But I hate the term motion poster.
Okay.
But we're 2 weeks away. Or 3 weeks away.
What am I thinking? Lenticular poster?
You're thinking of lenticular.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. Which was the original motion poster.
Right.
These new fandangled motion posters are teasers.
It looked really bad. You know what I thought it was, too, when I saw it? What I thought it was, wow, this is the worst green screening I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't even pick up on the suit at first. Someone pointed it out to me. Avengers Tower I picked up because it's kind of
there.
But it was cool, I guess. But again, we're a couple weeks away. April 10th. So... That's going to be a long day for some people.
April 10th, by the way, the day after the 150th anniversary or sesquicentennial
of
the surrender by Robert E. Lee to Grant at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, where I will be.
Nice.
On the 9th.
Good for you.
I think I'm going to just drive down, a little road trip.
The last thing that I think we have tonight, which is good timing-wise, it works out.
Uh-huh. Son of a bitch, I hate Fran.
So, Star Wars Celebration.
I hate you, Fran.
They've announced that Star Wars Battlefront...
I don't even want to look at this yet.
...will finally debut at Star Wars Celebration. And there's some sort
of... Not for sale.
No. But there is some sort of, like, Uber special edition coming out with a trooper helmet, right? Is that what I said?
There are two of them.
Oh, there are two of them?
Yes. Get ready. Hold yourself. Because you and I may have to talk financially about this. The PlayStation 1 version comes in I don't know if it's in PS4. Or with what's that?
You said PlayStation 1.
I'm sorry. I mean, Xbox One.
Okay, Xbox One.
Xbox One version comes with either in or with somehow or other a Boba Fett helmet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right? It's all decked out in green. You know, it's got the helmet. Looks really great from the preliminary shots. Don't know what the contents are yet.
Right.
But, you know, it's going to be a big deal. The PS4 version is the Stormtrooper helmet.
The new Trooper design, too, right?
No.
Oh, is it classic? I thought it was the new one.
Classic.
With the frowny smile.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's classic.
It's classic? Okay.
The picture I saw was classic.
I might have just glanced at it too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the packaging looks fucking great.
So, here's what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to buy the Xbox One one.
Right.
Because I have Xbox One.
Right.
And you and I are going to come to a financial arrangement.
Yeah, I don't have a PS4 yet, is the problem.
I thought you had a PS4.
No, I still don't have one. I haven't gotten next gen yet. I haven't upgraded yet.
Why did I think you had a PS4?
I want to upgrade, but I have not
done it. Okay, so we'll come to a financial arrangement on you getting the PS4 version, which will help you get a PS4.
Maybe.
And I get the helmet.
We'll think about it.
That seems fair.
It looks cool, though. The game, I mean, the game has been, what, 100 years in development, it feels like?
Yep.
I hope this is not the only big thing to come out of Star Wars Celebration, but we'll see.
No. Well, already...
There's still a lot of speculation as to what will and will not, so...
Well, here's my thoughts. It's April,
right?
It's the middle of April. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Seven
months.
That's enough for a trailer, no?
No, it's 8 months.
Okay.
It's more than enough for a trailer.
So there you go.
That's number one. Number two, JJ is opening.
I know, and so is Kathleen Kennedy.
With Kathleen Kennedy, with a special guest.
Okay.
That they will not announce.
Okay, Mark Hamill?
No, it could be George.
See, I think he's not in the picture.
While I would normally agree with you, this is Celebration. It is
Celebration. You're right.
So
it might be George.
He's that I know of.
He's never missed.
He's never missed one. Yeah. I don't know that he was in Germany last year, but I know he's never missed one in the U.S.
Okay. You're right. It might be George.
It could be George. And what that would be a passing of the torch, a blessing. George will come out and hold his hands above the film and... That's one way they could go. It could also be Harrison Ford.
It could be.
Who is not on the docket to appear, but Mark Hamill and Carrie.
He's traveling via bubble.
Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher are slated to appear.
Right.
So we know for sure they will be there, okay. But we don't know, you know, we're assuming, of course. Harrison Ford has never appeared at anything. In fact, the only thing he's ever appeared at, do you know about this, is... He was at a screen. This is going back, I want to say maybe 2 or 3 years ago at this point. He was at an anniversary screening. I guess it would be 2010. Was it 4 years ago? Maybe it was 4 years ago. An anniversary screening of The Empire Strikes Back in L.A. where he appeared and did a Q&A. And he said it's how many years later he still doesn't understand the appeal of the character or these films, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't get it. That was the first and only thing I've ever heard him appear at that was like a fan thing.
Right.
So if they brought him in just to be like, hey, guys, my leg's okay. Thanks. Bye. And he walked off. It would be the thrill of a lifetime for every person there.
Of course.
So that's a possibility. It could be the entirety of the... Cast of Force Awakens.
It could be.
Because one certainly thinks that they will be there. That they will be at least some of them will be at Celebration. Now, that said, even if they are at Celebration, if they're just to appear, maybe necessarily they're not going to necessarily sign anything. Because, I mean, let's be honest.
There's nothing to sign.
Driver, what's Driver going to sign?
Right.
Because they haven't showed who he is yet.
Right.
And unless they're showing the trailer that morning that shows who he is, nothing to sign. So I don't know that, I don't know that that is a way to go. I mean, it could be the rest of them, though. It could be Daisy Ridley and Boyega, and it could be all the guys that they showed in the trailer. They could go that direction. I mean, there's a million different things. One of the greatest things about this speculation that we're doing right now is that's part of the fun. Because at a con-like Celebration, you can have surprises.
Yay!
You know,
like surprises.
And not only that, it's not crowded.
Right.
It's not overbearing.
Correct.
It's fun. It is so much fun. I'm so excited that I'm going.
Yes. I'm jealous.
And I also, did you know that I will also be doing Toy Break?
Yes, I've heard.
So we're going to have to promote my appearance on Toy Break. I'll be on the couch, I think.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Or somewhere near the couch.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have another camera where I'm just laying on the floor.
Yeah.
So there's that. So that's a lot of fun. I'm so looking forward to that. I was hoping they'd do a Toy Girls episode while I was there also so that I could do that. You know, maybe a little rouge or something.
Sure.
And a nice hat. So I'm very excited about that. I'm doing a day at Disneyland.
Nice.
With George and Aileen from Toy Break and maybe other people. I don't know. So that's very exciting. But I'm so looking forward to Celebration. And if the only thing, first of all, everybody would be stunned if the only thing that came out of Celebration was Battlefront.
Of course.
I just don't think that's what's going to happen. I'm expecting about a bozillion things to come out of Celebration because let's not forget also Hasbro showed nothing at Toy Fair.
Right.
But rumor has it that that is not going to be the case for Celebration, and they are definitely there and they definitely have a panel. So that's something to look forward to. And then, you know, a myriad of other things. We now have Rogue One.
Yep.
That's right. So it could be,
maybe some more casting from Rogue One.
It could be more casting. It could be what the hell is Rogue One?
Right.
It could be that, or just an insight as to what it might be.
Right.
Even maybe they get what's her name
is Felicity Jones.
Maybe Felicity Jones is a special guest who's going to appear. Like there's enough stuff going on where no matter what they do, it's going to be huge.
And huge news. You know, it's less than a month away, so
I know.
We'll see what happens.
Should I address this for 1 second? Sure. I know we're getting towards the end here. So I've been having a strange phenomenon lately.
Okay.
I bought my tickets to go to Anaheim.
Uh-huh.
My plane tickets about 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden weird Buddy Holly stuff just started happening all around me. I'm not even joking. I know. I'm telling this to people because I'm like, yeah, if something happens, you better tell the story, right? Because something, I knew something. I bought the tickets. A couple of days later, they reopened the investigation into the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly and Richie Valens and the Big Bopper.
Right.
Because I guess pilot friends of the guy who was the pilot want the pilot cleared because the official cause of the crash is pilot error,
right?
And these guys want it reopened because they say the cause was the weather.
Right, it was weather related.
Yeah. So that happened. All of a sudden, I started hearing Buddy Holly songs on the radio. Like, how random is that? You know, like I'm listening to stations that don't really play Buddy Holly songs, and then I'm getting Buddy Holly songs stuck in my head. Not a lie. I'm at home. I'm working on my computer. I was doing research for something, and I have the TV on in the background, right? And all of a sudden, I look up, and it's that awful Buddy Holly story.
Oh, Jesus.
With what's his name? Busey. Busey is Buddy Holly, done in like 1980 or 79. Then another thing. I'm doing this. It's the same situation, and there's a Buddy Holly like documentary on. I look up, there's a Buddy Holly documentary on.
Well, if they suddenly change your plane to a prop plane, I suggest not going.
Somebody said, yeah, I know. Somebody said I should look around and see if there are any pop stars on the plane.
Yeah.
Because if there are, I shouldn't get on the plane. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But I wish I was joking about that. Like, all these things are happening. It's really bizarre.
All of that being said,
baby. So, if it's suddenly OG's geek stuff the week after Celebration, you'll know why.
You'll know exactly what happened.
Welcome to OG's geek stuff. A different approach.
That's right. Scapegoat's geek stuff. That all being said, I do hear the rappy rap.
Yeah. Just having so much fun.
The time has come.
I don't want it to end.
Say goodbye.
All right.
To all of our friends.
Wait, that's a thing. Is that Mickey Mouse Club?
I think so. So don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at bkgeekstuff.com. You can find us over at the Twitter at bkgeekstuff.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll be tweeting during Celebration in a couple weeks.
I hope to be tweeting during Celebration, yes.
At ScapegoatGS and at GeekStuffOG. Of course, there is the GVM line.
425-920-6050. God, I hate that he's not here.
See, I was going to jump in with the second part.
I know. I know. Like but it's forth. I'm confused.
It's all thrown off.
Because he's not here. I don't know what to do.
And of course, you can also find us at the Facebook. Don't forget to do that.
Yes.
And I think that might be it.
OG, then we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, Hijo del Perro Aguayo, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.